It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday.
Hello,
my Mike friends.
Hello,
oh,
mate.
Every day, mate.
What?
Every day.
So,
is that banging?
It's a squeak.
What's that?
No, it's moving.
Maybe it's Morse code. Someone's stuck in here. Hello?
Hello, mate.
No, I'm just saying if anyone's stuck in here.
Oh.
Anyway, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your very good-looking host, Andrew Gupp. What? Andy Goldstein. Don't forget to check me out on Drive today at 4 p.m. alongside Bentley. But David Beckham will be on my show today.
So I've heard. You talk about good looking, mate.
Lying.
You two, he's blowing you two out the water.
Bexy.
Honestly.
Go on, like Bex.
No, it's like
what do I call
two.
Him? What do I call him? Bex, David, sir? What do I call him?
Call him what you want, mate. No,
yeah,
don't call him
Bexy.
What you want.
I'll call him Bexy.
Just call him Bex. You know what it's like Bex talking to those two Muppets and the. Remember them up in the.
You
the
know horror on the show, are you? Anyway, that's Jason Cundy. Now we begin with a massive night of Champions League action, where Jude Bellingham's Real Madrid reached the final after beating Bayern Munchen.
Has anyone seen Bayern Munchen stinks? Harry Kane, Oktoberfest stinks. Can you Oktoberfest stinks? Have you seen it?
What was it?
Fest.
I don't know what you've just said.
The match was live on TalkSport. Here is all the reaction.
But it's a controversial victory. With the late equalising for Bayern seemingly right at the end of stoppage time, only for the referee's whistle to have blown for an offside, which may or may not have been correct, before the ball was struck into the net. They'll be talking about this for weeks, but the bottom line is, it's Real Madrid who make it through to their 18th Champions League final. And they will have a crack at winning number 15 against Borussia Dortmund. On June the 1st.
Well, I've got to say, I'm not sure whether, and I don't think we'll ever be told, whether it was onside or offside. It was marginal. I think Jim called it right in saying I think it was marginally onside. When the ball's in the air like it is, the linesmen, in my opinion, are told to let play go on. That's the narrative that I've heard all season. And I get frustrated by it when things are clearly offside and they keep their flag down and the game goes on for 30 seconds or so. On this occasion, it was marginal. When it was marginal, the linesman's put his flag up and called an offside that, you know what, I don't think was. The referee's blown the whistle as well, so it's ruled the goal out.
TalkSport Daily.
Honestly, that game, it's always the same with Real Madrid. Always. Is it ever anything else than that?
Credit to them, by the way. Credit. You've got to give credit, but my gosh. Thomas, I'm annoyed.
I'm annoyed. You actually got the ump.
Well, I got the ump because... Go on.
Look, obviously we're talking about it, right? And when he's made that... Look, they scored. Unbelievable from Alphonso Davies. You're 1-0 up. Brilliant performance to that point. And 85th minute, you take Harry Kane off.
And Musiala
comes off, right? What is he doing? That's got to be up there, one of the worst decisions I've ever seen. I turned to you straight away and went, there's still at least 15 minutes left of this game. There's loads of injury time. It could go to extra time. And you took him off as a penalty taker. 85th minute against Real Madrid means absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. That is criminal. Yeah. An absolutely shocking decision. And you were like, yeah, I agree with you. Next minute, What happens?
It's unforgivable. It's unforgivable.
Unforgivable.
Because, you know, I don't get, at 85 taking off Harry Kane and Musiala, you know, maybe if you want to bring an extra pair of legs, but to take off Kane when you might need a goal,
yeah.
He's the highest goal scorer in all top five divisions. He's the highest goal scorer in the Champions League. If you need a goal, and almost like clock, literally, as it happened, I mean, Neuer's got to hold it,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
Neuer's got to hold it.
Of course.
But you create your own luck at the end. This is what they do, Real Madrid. Yes, they get the rub of the green, but they create their own good fortune. They do it time and time.
They keep going.
It's not the biggest surprise, is it? We're not sitting here thinking, oh, my God. The most surprising thing is the Yusselus have come off the bench. Newcastle reached Stoke. He was playing for Stoke. 4 goals in 27 games he scored. He just scored 2 in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, 3 touches. His first 3 touches, 2 of them were a goal.
It's remarkable. But Thomas Tuchel, that is probably, at that level, one of the worst managerial substitutions I think I've ever... It didn't feel right at the time. And I'm like, you've got to win this now. You've got to get yourself out of the way, because if you don't, people are going to talk about that. And then that is the
I think it's one of the worst managerial decisions I think I've ever seen at that level.
I can't disagree with you.
At that level.
Because what you do, you weaken your side and you also give them a lift. Once it went 1-1, then you're thinking, right, Real Madrid have got the bit between their teeth. The fact they scored 2 in 3 was remarkable. But going into extra time, you still fancied Real Madrid. But of course, it didn't get that far.
No.
And then there's the drama at the end with the offside decision.
Oh,
when he's not offside decision. Because he's put his flag up. The referee blows. Once he blows, everyone knows the game has to stop. The game is dead.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter the ball went at the back of it. To be fair, the Real Madrid players stopped. But you don't want to stop the game there.
Why stop the game?
Mate, why put your flag up?
Why put your flag up?
It's criminal.
It's the last seconds of the game.
There are so many parts of that ending of that game that were out of character that we saw for nearly 2 games in complete, the whole thing. Neuer, one of the safest pair of hands you're going to find in Europe.
Oh.
It bounces in front of him, right?
Yeah.
But it's still one of those he's got to hold. Fair play to Yosselu. He's followed it up. And he's got the rub of the green. He's got himself in there, and he slots it in. But Neuer, and then I'm just watching it again there. I mean, Neuer's gone through his legs. I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed. Not that I've got a dog in this fight. I couldn't care less, really. I mean, that no effect on my life. But the way that the game went, and Thomas Tuchel, I'm sorry, that is unforgivable.
It's
to
terrible.
Put yourself in that position and to take away your 2 best players. Ooh. And you might be in a situation where you not only do need a goal, you might need to score a penalty. You might need to score 2 penalties. He's taking those. And that then, what's Choupo-Moutin going to do? What's he going to do? What's he going to add?
Come on.
Once that, we all knew, 2-1, the game's over. We knew that, didn't we?
Yeah, it's over. I mean, it's honestly the worst decision I think I've seen at that level, ever. It is shocking.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to the League One playoffs. Adrian Durham's Peterborough. Blimey, he's got a lot of money. He's bought a football club, didn't he? Oh, Posh, as they're known, against Oxford.
Stinks. If you want to be my lover, mate.
What?
Right, you got to get with me. Right,
if I don't want to be your lover, what are you talking about?
Is that... Oh, cigar.
You want a cigar? What are you talking about? That's the plot.
Stinks, you said Posh, mate. Cigar.
Yeah, not Posh Spice. That's the nickname of Peterborough. Posh. The Posh.
I'm sorry, mate.
Why would I talk about the Spice Girls?
I don't know, mate. I mean, you know, I just thought if you want to get with me...
What? You know, don't sing more songs.
I love you. You just
Jay,
get with...
Stop right now. Thank you very much. And I'll play the audio.
And the referee blows for full time. And Oxford United have denied Peterborough a playoff final berth for a second successive season. Des Buckingham, in his first managerial job in English football, has guided Oxford United to the playoff final of League One, and it's Oxford United who head for Wembley to take on Bolton Wanderers for a chance to get into the Championship for the first time in a generation.
What a night for Oxford United. The fans will be super proud of their players because they've had to withstand an onslaught for long periods of this evening. They threw everything at it, Peterborough United. They flew down the wings, particularly that left wing through Ephraim Mason-Clark. They chucked so many balls into the box through open play, through corner kicks, through free kicks. And they protected their goalkeeper quite magnificently. And then, at key moments, he stepped in himself. Like we saw there, right at the death, where he saves from Josh Knight. So, a really courageous, brave, resilient performance from Oxford United. It was back to the wall football for them. But over the two legs, they did a great job of negating an excellent attacking side. And for that reason, they deserve their place at Wembley.
TalkSport Daily.
Aston Villa are two goals down going into their crucial Europa Conference semi.
Oh, stinks. It's a big game.
No, you can't do that. You can't do the joke anymore. Management told us off. I've just got to say semi-final. I can't do the... Okay, I can't do it. Second leg against Olympiacos tonight. Here's the gaffer, Unai Emery, looking ahead to the game over in Greece.
Stinks, wait, Emery's their manager. Oh, Stinks, you are awful.
Why?
But I like you, Stinks.
Why am I awful? What are you talking about?
Zigga zigga.
What? You've just fused the last joke and this current one, pretending it's Dick Emery and not Unai Emery.
Who, Emery?
Huh? You're saying Unai and yeah. I'm saying Dick.
Like I said...
Dick Emery.
You are awful, Stinks, but I like you.
I'll just play the audio.
With my experiences I did before, building a new experience here with our players, with our idea, with our experiences this year with Aston Villa Club, with the players they will play tomorrow. And this is the challenge tomorrow, the biggest challenge we are going to face this year.
Now, after being frozen out, was he frozen out?
He was. I don't know if he was frozen
out. He wasn't put in a freezer, was he?
No, I think it was a little bit. He froze himself out.
Yeah,
and then left out. And then left out and then was frozen.
Yeah, I don't think he was frozen at all.
There's a lot of being leaving out.
Anyway, Jadon Sancho reached the Champions League final with Borussia Dortmund.
He did stinks. Now, Simon, floppy haired Jordan, doesn't believe recent performance should detract from his failings at Manchester United. Shouldn't detract.
No, a lot of people don't use that word detract. Go on then, put it in a sentence for me. Because no one uses the word detract, do they? Great word.
Right, okay, so I'm out in the middle of, I don't know, Norfolk. Yeah. And detractor didn't work, Stinks. It didn't work.
And the what?
Detractor didn't work. And I've got
the tractor. It's a tractor.
But it didn't work, though. It doesn't matter what it's called. It didn't work.
You said detractor.
Yeah, because I was in Marseille. It's detractor.
No, I don't think Jadon Sancho has been redeemed. I think he's a decent player. I think he was always overhyped. Always overinflated. We learned things about him at Man United that he doesn't have the pace to go in behind in certain respects that United were asking him to do. And for Dortmund, he obviously feels comfortable there. He obviously feels like a big fish in a small pond. So you take that big fish and you put him into a big pond and he becomes what Jadon Sancho became at Man United. Most sensible thinkers will look at this and go, well, you didn't play very well for Manchester United for a significant period of time. And you have been called out for indiscipline. On England duties, turning up with punctuality, a challenge for Dortmund, which seemed to have endured it a few times, and at Man United. And your way of respecting authority was not to accept your place in the food chain, was to stand outside like an outlier, saying, I'm going to tell the sea to go back. I'm Jadon Sancho. I'm bigger than Ten Hag. I'm bigger than Man United. I don't like what's been said of me, so I'm going to behave this way. I actually think it's preposterous. And I don't think he's got any redemption because he had a few good performances. Swallows and Summers.
Now, here's Jonathan, the Man United fan, telling Big Alan Brazil that he would beat... I've got that from you, by the way. Big. If ever I see the word big, I just go, big. Big Alan
Make
Brazil.
Big.
What was that film with Tom Hanks in? Big. He would happily drive... Big. He's not that big. Eric Ten Hag to the airport right now. Why would he drive him there? Holiday?
I don't know, mate. I mean,
that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who would you happily drive to the airport, Jay?
I'd happily drive a pilot.
I was
on the plane with. If I'm anywhere and on the.
Yeah.
I'm driving a pilot. Happily drive a pilot.
It's beyond garbage. And what gets me, I've said this to you before, I've seen some poor teams, but I've never seen a team that is so spineless, that lacks effort, that is devoid of leaders. And then to top of it, we've got the most deluded manager in world football who thinks we play well when we're awful. Yeah. It just couldn't get any well. It could always get worse, but it's not good.
Jonathan, what did he say 10 days ago at the press? You're embarrassing. You're embarrassing. Not me. Yeah. You're embarrassing. I'm like, shut up.
Oh, every single excuse you can think of. The injuries. I'm surprised he's not... blame the laundry ladies. You know, there's always someone to blame but him. And then Bayern Munich are talking about getting him, let him go. I'll drive him to the airport, let me tell you.
TalkSport Daily.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work.
You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
TalkSport Daily.
Yesterday on Drive Time, we had a world champion on.
Did you, Steve?
Yeah, shall I give you clues to what sport?
Go on.
Balls.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, actually, you've got to put balls in your pocket.
Oh, stinks. Will you start playing with them?
Well, no, the referee will play with the balls.
Whoa, what sport is this, Stinks? It's right up my alley.
Snooker.
Oh.
Yeah, Karen Wilson's on.
Oh, okay.
The world champion. What were you thinking of?
I've got a great sport for you, Steve. We have to start it up. Pocket billiards.
A beautiful thing happened last night. I went to my local club. There were some really nice videos floating around of people packing out some clubs in Kettering and watching the final. So I took the trophy up there last night. And there was quite a few like school kids that had gone in. Obviously, I'm friends with the mums and dads and whatever. And one of the school kids was looking round the names of this trophy. And they were pointing out a name of, you know, the legend Joe Davis, who won it in, I think the first year he won it was in 1926. And when you think of that history, you know, my name is now going to be a part of that history. That's just something money can't buy. That's absolutely incredible. I can tell you, you know, my arm, the strain in my arm is like, I'm in so much pain because I just don't want to let it go. That's how much it means to me. I don't think anything could ever replace that. But, you know, I understand it from a business point of view. You know, the world, you know, almost, you know, you need money. You know, you need to pay mortgages. You need to feed your family, this, that and the other. But yeah, you can't ever replace this history.
And we finish with Andy Jacobs and Paul Hawksby giving their opinions on Dodgy Cat's Met Gala outfit. What's a Dodgy Cat outfit, Stitch?
I don't know what you've just said. I've no idea what you're talking
dodgy
about.
Dodgy Cat's Met Gala outfit. What is it? What's a Dodgy Cat?
It's like, you know, like you get some sort of little pussy.
Dodgy
I don't get this thing either, that Rita Ora was doing it. There were quite a few of them.
Doja Cat.
Doja Cat. It's like a sort of
bowling
body.
Doja Cat.
Bowling Doja.
Do you think she plays much amateur cricket with
I
Alex
don't think
Stewart?
She does, really.
Okay, fair enough.
I can't see Phil Tufnell wearing one of those body suits either.
No, but it's you just, would. But you just, honestly, Phil's the sort of bloke you could say, is it Doja Cat's outfit that she wore for the Met Gala?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, mate, yeah, yeah. Would you wear that? Yeah, all right, I'll wear that. Yeah, Phil's the sort of bloke who probably would.
It wouldn't be a good idea,
really. He'd turn up for the PCA dinner in Doja Cat's see-through gossamer complete body stocking.
Yeah, that's what it is.
She's wearing a pair of tights over her own body.
It's not a good look, really.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on TalkSport, where we get your podcasts from. I don't really care where you get them from. I'm back on Andy Ossie's Drive Time show today. Four-peer Beckham. David Beckham on the show.
Yeah, OK, all right.
Will he turn up? With these things, you always give him a load of promo, and he's Beck's there, and he can...
I think he's going to turn up, Stinks.
I hope he does.
Yeah, is he in the studio?
No.
On the phone? Is it WhatsApp?
No.
DMs on Insta? Facebook Marketplace? Imagine Beck's on Facebook Marketplace.
No, it's not on that.
No. Stinks, he's turned up, mate.
He'll turn up.
He's not going to miss...
Beck's, isn't he?
He's not going to miss Drive, mate.
4 p.m.
I'll miss Drive, but he won't.
You won't miss it tomorrow?
I won't miss it. I'll turn up, yeah.
Okay.
I'm back on the Sports Top 10. There's another TalkSport Daily Podcast out first thing in the morning. Make sure you hit the 5-star review, like, love, kiss, hug, snog, all the above.
Stop
just
now.
Make sure you hit it.
Oh, it's a good podcast.
Stay there, Macy. I've got some songs by Dodgy Cat. Town Red by Dodgy Cat. When you paint the town red by Dodgy Cat, I don't know if that sounds good, mate. If you say so, it's another Dodgy Cat. Another Dodgy Cat.
Yeah.
And then there's someone called Kiss Me More Stinks. If a Dodgy Cat asks you to kiss you more, what would you say?
What cheek?
Yeah. And it says here, another one, Dodgy Cat, Central C.
If
you're going
language.
Central, mate, you're going, there's only one place you're going.
Where?
You're not missing the...
Huh?
With Dodgy Cat, are you?
Do you know what C stands for?
Another one is called Boss by Dodgy Cat.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.